The Annunciation, Evening Prayer 2. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Mary, crowned with living light, temple of the Lord, place of peace and holiness, shelter of the Word, mystery of sinless life in our fallen race, free from shadow, you reflect plenitude of grace. Virgin Mother of our God, lift us when we fall, who were named upon the cross, Mother of us all. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, heaven sings your praise. Mary magnifies your name through eternal days. The angel of the Lord brought the good news to Mary, and she conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. Psalm 109. The Lord's revelation to my master, sit on my right, your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Zion your scepter of power, rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The angel of the Lord brought the good news to Mary, and she conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favour with God. Behold, you will conceive and bear a son, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. Psalm 129. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord, Lord, hear my voice. O let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleading. If you, O Lord, should mark our guilt, Lord, who would survive? But with you is found forgiveness, for this we revere you. My soul is waiting for the Lord, I count on his word. My soul is longing for the Lord, more than watchmen for daybreak. Let the watchman count on daybreak, and Israel on the Lord. Because with the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. Israel indeed he will redeem from all its iniquity. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favour with God. Behold, you will conceive and bear a son, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. I am the servant of the Lord, let it be done to me as you have said. A canticle from Colossians chapter 1. Let us give thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, for in him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. All things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I am the servant of the Lord, let it be done to me as you have said. A reading from 1 John chapter 1. Something which has existed since the beginning, that we have heard, and we have seen with our own eyes, and we have watched and touched with our hands the Word who is life. This is our subject. That life was made visible, we saw it, and we are giving our testimony, telling you of the eternal life which was with the Father and has been made visible to us. Responsory. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. He was with God in the beginning. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The angel Gabriel said to Mary, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. You are the most blessed of all women. My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness. Henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me. Holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen." The angel Gabriel said to Mary, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. You are the most blessed of all women." Intercessions. Eternal Father, on this day, through your angel, you made known our salvation to Mary. Full of confidence, we earnestly pray, "Lord, fill us with your grace." You chose Mary to be the mother of your Son. Have mercy on all who wait for your redemption. Lord, fill us with your grace. Through your angel Gabriel, you brought a message of peace and joy to Mary. Give to the world the joy and peace of salvation. Lord, fill us with your grace. By the consent of your handmaid and the power of the Holy Spirit, your word came to dwell among us. Open our hearts to receive Christ as Mary the Virgin received him. Lord, fill us with your grace. You look with compassion on the lowly and fill the starving with good things. Encourage the downhearted, help all those in need, and comfort those near to death. Lord, fill us with your grace. To you, O God, nothing is impossible, and you alone do marvelous things. Save us, and on the last day, along with all the faithful departed, bring us to yourself. Lord, fill us with your grace. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us pray. Shape us in the likeness of the divine nature of our Redeemer, whom we believe to be true God and true man. Since it was your will, Lord God, that he, your word, should take to himself our human nature in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.